Yes, guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And today, we have a guest of us. It's our very good friend, Fuizzi. Hey,
pleasure, boys. Pleasure.
How are you, brother?
Good, man. Can't complain, man.
Yeah, man. Life all good.
That's it, man.
Looking fresh, skin's glowing and that.
Oh, yeah, I have to, man. Shout out to the cream plug, man.
Come on, man. Who's the cream plug?
He's the cream plug.
I'm going to give it to Michael still.
Yeah, God, yeah.
I've been looking at, yeah.
Looking a bit ashy in the corner here.
At the blocks and he's on you, firing.
We had a conversation off camera. That's where we get the banner from.
But yeah, we're going to jump straight in with some riddles.
Yeah, let's go for it.
You're a riddle man?
I like to think so.
Yeah, Darkest is good at riddles, isn't he?
Yeah, I like to think so, but...
Okay, so first riddle. Mm. What has to be broken before you can use it?
An egg.
Oh, fuck me. They all entertaining. That was it, innit?
That's was that the answer?
No, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Well, it's just the first one that comes to my head.
But that's a good fucking answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be the egg, though.
The first one that came to my mind was my heart.
You can't use an egg without breaking it.
You can't, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can, actually. No, you can.
You can boil it.
Boil it.
And then what? You have to break it, though. You still have to break it.
Yeah, but then you used it first.
Yeah, but unless you're just nuts and you're...
It'll break in your mouth, or you have to break it.
You know, my dad eats prawns, like with the head, the things, everything.
I do that.
The cold,
do you?
Yeah. The hard thing, the shell and that.
The eyes and that. The lot.
I eat that.
Straight out of the sea.
I think you get poisoned. Can you eat prawns raw? You can't, innit?
I don't know.
No,
seafood's a dodgy one now. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a dodgy one. No, but you eat eyes and that?
I eat eyes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's lovely, though.
Is it, though?
No. Yeah.
You got like...
Eyes. I had fish eyes and locked in. Worst thing in my life.
Did it like pop in your mouth?
Yeah, it was horrible, bro.
But the prawns eyes are like this, like genuinely. You would just describe that.
Oh, no.
They're tiny little things, you know what I mean?
No, I know you can eat it, but...
Yeah, you can, you can.
If I had a choice, I would not.
Just take it off. They're...
What does fish eye taste like? Fish?
No, horrible. I don't want to think about it. It don't taste like fish. It tastes like off fish.
Ugh.
Just imagine what that tastes like.
I feel like I can grasp it.
You don't know what off fish tastes like, but I'm telling you now, that is off fish, and then it's got a crunch.
The eye has a crunch.
Yeah, it's got a crunch.
Yeah, of course, it's an eyeball.
At the end, at the bottom of it, it's got like some shells. Oh, it's horrible, bro.
Yeah, I'm good.
If you want a forfeit challenge, that's the one.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What was the answer then?
Egg. It has to be an egg.
Was it an egg?
Yeah.
I bet. What would you rather? This is off topic, but what would you rather fucking do, a fish eye or a bollock? Not a human bollock in that sort of way, but you know,
I'll do an eye.
They do like cow bollocks.
I'll do an eye.
I don't know what that tastes like, innit? So I'd rather do a fish eye.
When they bite it, apparently the thing goes all in your mouth.
Oh, no, don't talk to
you. I'd rather do a fish eye, but the fish eye, till now, to this day, is the worst thing I've ever.
Wait, said it. It splatters out when you...
Oh, yeah, then that's mad.
Especially if it's healthy.
and you know mentally, when you know what animal's balls are.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to mess you up.
If I know mentally, I'm eating a bowl.
What if the cow's been roasting
and
as
it's
well?
A cow, and you're thinking, this cow was... this
got no tings. Cow's got no tings. He's got blue balls. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
As soon as it pops...
Long.
Yeah, I'm good. Good off that.
I bet it's just like cheese, isn't it? Salty egg whites or something.
Oh, long day.
Right, what goes up but never comes down? I know this one as well.
I know this one as well.
It's your age.
Age, yeah.
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 Okay, that's the easy one.
Good riddles. Go on, Michael.
A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or his hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why?
He's bald, fam.
Oh, wait, hold on, wait. Are we just good at this?
Are these easy or are we just good?
He's a stupid man.
What about this? The more of this there is, the less you see. What is it?
The more you see.
I say darkness.
What did you say?
Yeah.
The more
good answer.
The more there is, the less you see.
The more there is, the less you see.
Darkness.
Darkness, I reckon.
Say nothing then.
Don't say nothing.
It must be, innit?
The more you see, the less there is.
The more there is, the less you see.
Is it darkness?
Yeah.
You're good at this.
He's laser in bed and just looks at me.
He come up with these. That's your question, isn't it? Just to make yourself look good. All right. Three doctors said that Robert is their brother.
Robert? Three doctors, yeah? All right. I'm just saying already.
So the three doctors said Robert is my brother.
Robert says he has no brothers. Who's lying?
Three doctors said Robert is their brother. Robert said, I have no brothers.
Well, then the doctors are lying, aren't they?
The doctors are lying.
No, they're not.
Why?
The doctors might be sisters.
There we go. Done.
There we go. Yes.
No, wait, hold on.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the answer.
That's the answer.
Oh, we're too good at this, bruv. This is fucking easy,
I can do this right now.
I'm going to be real, boys. I've never heard of that one as
never
well.
Never
have I. That was just on the spot. That's thinking. A good
one. Yeah. Go on, give me one then.
All right, two fathers and two sons are in the car, yet there are only three people in the car. How is this possible?
Oh, granddad, dad and son. There's two.
No. There's four people in the car, but there's only... So there's two fathers, two sons in the car, but there's only three people in the car. I know what mine is, but I want to hear yours.
All right. Two fathers and two sons are in the car, but there are only three people. So one's a granddad and one's a son. So you've got the granddad, you've got the dad, and you've got the son. That's two fathers and two sons, but there's three people.
How's that three people?
Because you've got the granddad.
Mm. He just said four.
You've got the dad.
Yeah, it's four people though.
You've got the granddad.
Two fathers, two sons.
Okay. So you've got the granddad.
You're right.
You've got the dad and you've got the son. The granddad and the dad are fathers. And then there's two sons because the son.
My answer was bare different.
Yeah, what was yours?
I said there was a granddad and a dad
and a stepdad,
wife and then twins.
Yeah, fucking
still counts.
No, what did I get? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
You got the. Come granddad. On, man! I'm fucking digital at this. Wait, hold on.
It's that Henny.
Just the Henny.
He's on his third glass.
Line me up.
It's fucking 2:51.
I'm tired.
These are easy. I have branches but no fruit, trunk or leaves. What am I?
A bank.
Oh,
hold on, wait.
Are we just really good at this?
Nah, genuinely, are we good?
You know what? I think she feels sorry for us a bit.
Word.
I think she looks at us and thinks these lot, they ain't got IQ like that.
I've understood.
Let me give them this one.
I think I'm
because you took the specs off.
Yeah.
Go on, do me more. Let me see if I'm actually
They're too easy though, bruv.
Yeah, these ones are good.
Nah, the last one, the one with the granddad and the dad, come on, you've got to give that to me.
I came clutch with the doctor one.
Yeah, to be fair, you did. Because I was lost.
It's just so easy.
Go on.
You see me once in June, twice in November, and not till in May. What am I?
I see you twice in June.
Yeah.
And once in November.
Go on, once in what?
I see you once in June, twice in November, and not at all in May. What am I? Yeah.
Oh,
fuck. I don't even know if that's the answer, but it definitely
is. Is it E?
No.
I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
You sound demonic, fam.
Shaitan.
You sound a mess.
That sounds great.
She comes alive with wind.
What is that? Now we're talking now. This is a serious riddle.
Yeah.
Put our heads together. Let's put this together.
I was going to say farting into a car to give it petrol, but that's...
What the fuck?
Comes alive with wind.
I don't speak and I don't walk.
Speaks without a mouth, hears without ears.
Okay, let's stop there.
Let's visualize it.
Yeah.
Don't speaks without a mouth.
A deaf person.
Hears without ears.
That's not even being like edgy. Like I'm being dead serious. Is that it?
What, it comes alive with wind, yeah?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, this one threw me off, but I can't lie. Or tornado?
That's what I'm thinking, like something.
Yeah, something to do with wind, yeah, like a tornado. Yeah,
how does that speak?
Speaks without a mouth.
A leaf.
And it hears without ears.
How's it hear?
I have no body.
A tornado hears.
But I come alive.
It hears. Like
right, this one's
Where you at? I'm coming.
Yeah. And they link up. And they,
go on, because like, we ain't going to get
Hurricane
this.
Hurricane Beatrice in that.
Reason?
Like Hurricane Eugene linking up with Hurricane Francis and becomes Hurricane Beatrice. So I think that's they link up. They talk without talking. They hear without hearing.
Yeah,
so link up
a hurricane.
Because they move each other
and they
without
each
actually
other
speaking.
And they become a different name.
Yeah.
Because that's their you.
They just
so
feel
I
it.
I think it's a hurricane.
They're just a bond.
Yeah.
In it, two hurricanes that like, I don't hear you, don't not speaking, yeah. But it's that. Like, yeah,
but they come alive
on.
With wind.
Yeah. And I think it's a hurricane.
They come alive with wind.
Is it a hurricane? I didn't think so.
So it's what kind of stupidness is it going to be?
Something crazy, innit?
At least.
Don't speak. I speak with no mouth. You ain't speaking it, mate. It's the only way to speak. The definition of speak is...
I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What comes alive with wind?
I speak with no mouth.
Sound?
No.
Is it something along them lines?
Is it the Earth satellite?
Is it something along them?
Lightning!
Thunder.
I hear Rain. With no ears.
Is it something to do with sound? It is something to do with sound.
But they hear with no ears.
Microphone.
Microphone.
With wind, oh yeah.
I'm close. Well, I'm speaker. We're doing it then.
A speaker.
It's something to do with sound, though.
Thunder.
How does it hear? It's gonna be a stupid answer.
It speaks without a mouth. It hears without ears.
TV.
It has no body. I know, but it comes alive with wind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it a type of sound? Is that what it is? A type of sound, technically. Like if I said like a whistle, am I getting close? So it's not a type of sound then. Or music. No. Yeah, give us a clue.
Comes alive with wind. What comes alive with wind?
We're never going to know, man. Oh, bell.
Oh.
Oh, for fuck. No, but I want to get it now. I don't want to know the answer. I'll go over.
Let us know in the comments if you've got this before us.
Yeah, if you got it before us, let us know.
The emergency sound.
It's a type of sound.
The emergency sound.
It's a type of sound.
Like, big siren. You know what I mean?
A scream.
The purge.
Laughter.
Yeah.
It's close to a scream. A cry.
No, because you're not breaking it down. What the fuck has that got to do with wind?
Because she's telling me, she's like this. She's like, behind the camera.
But don't, close, it's not wind close. Though. Break down wind.
How do you break down wind?
What's another definition for wind? There's just one, isn't there? It's just wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
come alive with wind. Unless he's just farting, but it's...
Is it a fart?
Oh, is it your arsehole? Oh, no. Because don't hear, does it?
It can't be a fart.
It speaks about a mouth. And then it like fucking just wind in it, but they don't know.
All right, do you know what? Should we just get the answer?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, stop it.
You don't listen, though.
An echo speaks made that without fucking a mouth.
Does it, though?
Hears without ears.
Whoever made that.
Oh, I get what you mean,
don't
though.
Give up your day job.
How can you hear without ears? I hear echoes, bro. I got ears. You get
exactly.
It?
Yeah, I get it.
If I didn't have ears, I can't hear the echo.
You've got to be a deeper person to get that riddle, you know?
Word.
I was close.
Word. That's fucking stupid.
All right, let me do one more because I like them. And Chim's one's a bit, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Her one's woke.
You measure, yeah. It's
actually, she got the woke riddles, fam. You got.
You can only
woke.
Get. You can only get this if you burn.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
you gotta be woke.
If you're a stoner straight away.
If you're a stoner, you'll get it. You'll be like
echo, cuz.
Yeah, echo. Clearly, bro.
Clearly, you didn't know that. Vibrations and that.
Yeah. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. Oh. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What is it with you and wind?
What the fuck? Say again?
I'm slow when I'm skinny. I'm fast when I'm skinny. Fast when I'm slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy.
You measure my life in hours and I serve you by expiring.
Someone who's morbidly obese.
quick when I'm thin, slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy.
Umbrella.
Measure my life in hours, I serve you.
That would have been cold, innit?
Yeah.
The way I got that, boom, umbrella. Yeah.
The wind is my enemy is probably the one we should like narrow it down to.
Yeah, umbrella hates wind because it goes plastic bag.
What was the first two clues?
You measure my life in hours.
Measure my life in hours. That, from and there, I was going to say like a bit of chicken or something.
Oh, a car park.
Oh my God. I'm quick when I'm thin.
Look, I'll serve you by expiry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's quick when it's thin and slow when it's fat?
Quick when it's thin.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But I'm the wind's thing. What is it?
The wind is my enemy.
A snow. We're not going to get this, boys. I'm being real. This one's another work one.
Is it rain?
Is it, give us a clue. It's an element. Is it fire?
H2O.
Heat. Fire, heat.
What was the first two?
A heater.
Radiation.
It's an element. Okay.
It's an element.
Measure
it's
my
element.
Life in hours and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm
potassium.
Thin. Quick when I'm thin and slow when
it's
I'm
fast.
You sure it's not a fire?
A Bunsen burner.
A flame. A flame.
A matchstick.
A lighter.
A light.
Torch.
No. You know, it's a flame because it gets blown out by wind when it's thin.
Yeah, the wind is the enemy.
Fast.
Isn't it a flame?
Oh, come on. You've got to give us that.
Sorry, go on, give us that.
Fucking hell.
Come on, man.
Give us a candle.
Go on, we'll do one more and we'll fucking...
Wait, can we have one more work one, please, Jim?
You know you got to be woke.
No, louder wind though. Louder wind.
This is you.
Yeah,
be
stop
serious.
It with the wind.
Yeah,
yeah?
Wind
did you type in wind rhythm? Like, Like the wind ones are. All right, she's actually got one. All right, cool. Ready? I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Do you want to know something weird? Shall I say it? Shall I hope you got that. Do you want me to say it?
Do you have the answer?
I know the answer. I'm smart. Like, I'm gifted.
Okay.
I'm so gifted. The answer is, you know what? I'm going to give you a clue. How about that?
Okay, give me a clue.
How about that? It's a three-letter word.
Is it?
Is it? I thought he was on the wind-up.
It's a three-letter word.
Okay. I have cities.
Listen to what.
I have cities, but no houses.
Yeah?
I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Three-letter word.
So you got a city, a mountain, and water.
What?
Think of the three-letter words in the world.
A cat.
What, but no fish? What am I? You actually know it?
Oh, I said three-letter
words. A kitty, isn't it? Whatever, all them things.
Cities, but no houses. Mountains, but no trees. Water, but no fish. I don't know. I'm not, for me, I'm not even close.
Like,
You don't give up. I'm not even close.
Like, I got this. Listen to what I'm saying. I got it right. I know what it is.
No, but you've heard
you
this
don't
before.
Have to know.
You've heard this before.
Even if I never, if you think hard, use your brain, you will get it right, bro.
Cities, no houses.
Cities with no houses.
And it's a free
mountains with
word.
No trees and a sea or something. You will get this, bro. Like, you just got to think smart. Like, you lot know. Johnny will get this. Look, and I like that thinking face because you're getting somewhere. You're trying. Michael's not trying. Michael's just get, he
is
gave
it
up.
Sea? Is it actually sea?
No. Like, what the sea said, what you said about the sea.
Water, no fish.
Water, no fish. Yeah, sorry.
Cities, but no houses.
Where do you find these things? Where can you find a city?
Monopoly board.
Yeah, no, genuinely. That's what that came to my head. Cities, but no.
Okay, you said Monopoly board, but it's this one I'm looking for a three-letter word. A three-letter word.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it in, like,
what would you
the
call?
Streets, innit, Mon. What? You would play some
a
Mon.
A three-letter word that's like that.
You know you should be getting this now. Look, James is just laughing at thinking, I'm okay. Giving you my okay. Answer.
Ah, wind.
Okay, now I'm dead. Wind. Okay.
Okay, you're saying you'll find it in a Monopoly board. All right. Think of a three-letter word where you can find...
Oh, I'm actually on the ball. Okay. Yeah.
You're not on the ball, but I'm just helping you get on the ball. But
HMP.
Yeah, I'm dead.
It's in a city. There's no houses in there. They're fucking sales, mate.
Two letters. You're correct by two letters.
What?
Yes. Fuck me.
I'm giving you my clue,
bro.
There's two letters in there.
Mountains you've got to climb. Personal mountains.
Yeah, there's two letters in there that's like, yeah.
He's sending us, isn't it?
I swear to God.
Are we getting sent? There's two letters in that, in H and M and P.
There's two letters in there.
Oh my days, I know what it is. Go on, I know what it is. I actually know what it is. Mums, I know what it is.
I know he knows.
I know what it is.
Yeah, he definitely.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah.
Oh. No, wait, I got
fucking
there.
Hell.
No, I'm actually so proud of myself.
Yeah, that one's cold though.
How's there no houses though? They're on a map.
No. And if you look at a map globe, if you say picture of a map, you're not going to see houses.
Ah, oh, fucking hell, yeah. A mountain, but no, what was it?
Trees.
Mountain, but no trees.
There's no trees in the map. You know
water,
what I mean?
But no fish.
There's water, but you don't see sharks and fish in the world.
Yeah.
HMP
actually got us.
HMP.
And it's nowhere close. Yeah.
Yeah, mad.
That's what I'm saying. You have to think outside the box sometimes.
That was good.
Hey, fucking, you know what I was watching last night? It's sick if you ain't watched it already. The Gentleman.
I think I've seen it.
No, there's a film.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
And the film was...
I'm buzzing, isn't
it? The film was all right, but the series, bruv, one of the best things I've ever watched.
What's it about?
You see, like, you know Guy Ritchie?
Yeah.
One of my favourite directors.
Yeah.
Sick. He's made Snatch, Lock, Stock.
Yeah, he's good.
All that type
good,
of like, good old film. School
yeah,
gangster
yeah, good
films.
Yeah.
Like Jason Statham special.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a series just about that. Yeah, like, it's modern. It's like gangsters, but it's like modern, but it's directed like a fucking film. Like, it's unbelievable. It's definitely the best series I've watched. Like, yeah. I can't watch... American series. I've never seen Power.
You're missing out.
Power's good.
They say this is a big rich town.
I don't watch American series.
I've
got a gritty British.
But it is gritty though.
Power is amazing,
cold.
Bro. Yeah, Power's like that. Like you need to. What are you doing with your life? If you're not watching Power,
nah, genuinely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cold. What's another American one?
That's good.
Yeah, I've never watched Game
Power
of Thrones.
Book two. Oh my God, Power Book Two Ghost.
Nah, what's it? Power Book.
No, no, but he's being serious. Ghost, Power Ghost Book is Two. Cold. Is mad.
Yeah.
Tariq's the man.
It's about his son. It's about
how
his
many
son
series is there though?
Okay, so there's Power.
Probably in the fourth season.
Yeah, see, what's
no, 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 there's three seasons.
There's
yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. Is that, in Power, there's like seven,
and
eight.
Then, and then
this one, there's three seasons.
Power Book 2, there's three
the
series.
The fourth one's coming out end of May, June, yeah. Beginning of June.
What's the point of me starting it? I can't watch a series properly.
No, no, no. Once you do, once you watch like one or two, you're going to be an addict.
Don't worry, they're only an hour long each.
It's the best gentleman. I wish I was in that position where I've never seen it.
I'll be gassed. So it's the same thing as I'm going to watch it. It's that good.
What's it even about? I don't know. It's about, I don't know. It's 50 cents.
About a brother called James St. Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. James St. Patrick.
Kingpin.
Tommy,
he's trying to go Lidge.
Tommy Egan.
Oh,
it's mad.
He's got his own one as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Have I haven't seen
that
one. Oh, no.
That one's not, but that one's not the best,
yeah,
but it's
I've
good.
I've seen that two episodes and I just wasn't a fan of it. But you, when you go home today, go back and watch Power.
I won't.
No, no. I'm being Johnny.
No, Johnny, you'll like it.
You have to.
Give it a shot.
My cousin loves American series, shit like that.
Give
this one
shot.
Is lit. This one is crazy. Like I feel like
The Wire.
Friends.
Is that one?
I ain't watched it.
I ain't watched that.
But apparently,
have you watched Game of Thrones?
Never.
I watched Game of Thrones.
I watched that as well.
I was just disappointed with the ending.
Yeah.
Horrible end.
But I got
horrible
told
last season.
You see how you ain't watched Power? And someone told me to watch Game of Thrones. Someone told me I was never gonna watch it. I thought I was a series that I was never gonna watch.
Mm.
Bro, it was amazing.
Top tier.
I can't lie to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
I'm not into like when someone told me to watch it. People were telling me I was thinking I'm not on watching Dragons. Or an olden time thing, bro. But this is completely different. It's not the same.
It's cold.
It's not Lord of the Rings. It's not Harry Potter. It's not what you think. It is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
I might watch one episode of Power. See how I get on.
No, watch it. Yeah,
I didn't tell you how it starts. Yeah. I don't know.
What, you watched it that many times?
Oh, no, I just remember it.
Bro, it is lit. Yeah.
I watched Power. You two watched The Gentleman. It's number one on Netflix right now.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Was it a series? Do you want me to watch a series?
Yeah, series. Watch the first episode. It's good. Because I like it when you can relate to it. Like, see, I don't live in America. When it's like London, you can relate to it more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but but come on. This is like.
And I like all the Cockney old school gangster like talks.
You watched Peaky Blinders?
I didn't. I got to that third episode and I got bored.
I never even watched it. Peaky Blinders is top tier.
You know, it's mate. He's a little talk drive, don't you?
Is that what he's talking there?
What about Sunderland Until I Die?
I think I've seen that. Have I?
I don't know.
Explain what it's about.
About the Sunderland Football Club, innit?
What and how they went to shit.
Yeah.
And then they come back up. Yeah. Are you...
That was my first introduction to Netflix.
Was it?
If it wasn't for that show, I wouldn't have. Well, I would have had a Netflix account, but that was the reason why I got Netflix.
Do you know I go to program on Netflix, Black Mirror?
Oh my God.
You know, I watched the first series that when it came out, and oh my God.
Nah, it's scary. I like it.
You ain't seen it?
No.
Something you need to fucking watch.
Yeah. Genuinely.
Basically, every single.
You know what it is, though? Because I'm more like, I've seen quite a few shows on Netflix, don't get it twisted, on Amazon Prime and stuff like that. But I'm more of a
movie.
Interview type stuff, documentary.
Yeah, documentaries.
On YouTube.
That.
James English type shit.
American. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like
of games or.
Yeah, I'd get involved in that to me.
Yeah, Drink Champs.
Yeah, I get involved.
Yeah, like.
No,
it's
like
the
man
of that put me onto
I'm
that
on that.
Stuff,
yeah. See, I'm on a. That's my thing.
Like, none about like the rappers' lives and that.
No, not even about their life. It's more like, for me, it's more humor at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's just lit. I just enjoy watching that. But I'm not saying I don't watch shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
But like,
no,
stuff like Black Mirror, where a lot of people have watched it. I ain't watched it, do you know what I mean?
No, but
I haven't really watched a lot of shows that people's watched.
Mm.
Well, apart from like Power, Game of Thrones, and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I'm like you. When something becomes bare mainstream, it puts me off.
Yeah.
When bare man start watching it.
I don't really care for it. Do you know what I mean?
Black Mirror, though. What's your favourite episode of Black Mirror?
Probably one of the originals. Like, they don't follow up. Each episode is completely different.
It's completely different.
It's all
like a little short film. Yeah.
But every single one of them has some sort of tap. That's what I like.
Shall I tell you what it is?
I like dark stuff.
For me, the thing about Black Mirror is they have little things in there that you can kind of be like, yo, this is actually going to happen.
They predicted the Apple vision.
They predicted it all.
Is it?
Bro, I'm telling you. Like, they will tell you. Like, it's kind of a thing where, okay, cool.
They know
what's going to happen. And then in real life, there's little accents of the show that comes out like, right, that's actually going to happen in a few years. Like, what they've done in Black Mirror is going to happen.
What's next? There'll be a chip that you can put in your head.
There's an episode. I'll tell you what my favorite episode is, yeah? You must remember this. There's a geezer. I can't remember what his flipping name. Good actor, though. And they've got these things in their eyes and their eyes go white.
And he's cheating.
She cheated on him.
Yeah.
She cheated on him, and he can basically, you can, I can look at
your memories. Relog your memory.
So I can like be like, put it on the screen. Put your memories on the screen so I can see if you cheated. He like, he went on a rampage. He basically found out that
touched
his
the
kid
personal
his,
nerve of you.
Found out his kid wasn't his.
That's and it touched so the personal mad. Nerve.
You can also delete your memories. You can also delete
I've
your
been
memories.
There.
You can delete your memories. So like
that's
one time,
to see it.
Yeah, he was trying to.
But how long does it take you to delete?
You can do it. You can do it in a few like but
instantly.
When you're
I need
doing
to do it instantly.
It,
I can't do it when like and it takes an hour to
no,
delete.
No,
like,
no,
it's
no.
It's like it's PlayStation.
But when you're doing it, your eyes go white. So when you're looking back at your memories, your eyes go white.
Yeah.
So she's trying to control it on her phone to delete the memory, and he's grabbed the thing off. He's like, put it on the screen, and he's watching his wife get dug out by the next guy, and then found out that the kid.
It's the guys.
It's the guys.
Imagine the Joss.
She should have deleted it in the toilet.
Relive the, relive the moment.
Oh, no, trust me.
That'd be sick, though. You could relive moments.
That's what they would. No, but
imagine,
they would,
imagine, like, right now, you could go back to Qatar. Just,
that's like, the number. You know what they were
in
doing?
In the moment.
I'll tell you what they were doing, though. But this is what the reality of it is.
I'll be there now.
Sick. Word.
What they were doing.
I went in my room, innit?
They was obviously making love type shit. And then what they were doing is because their marriage was, like, their relationship was stale, they were both reliving memories of when. It wasn't stale. So they were both like envisioning the first time through their eyes whilst doing it in the future.
Depressing.
That is depressing.
Depressing.
But genuinely, it's a full episode.
My favorite episode was fucking White Bear.
What's that
basically,
again?
The episode starts, this woman wakes up in his house.
And there's a white bear chilling.
Nah. She goes out and everyone's just recording her. Like, everyone's recording her.
I've seen this.
And you think, oh, like, why is everyone recording her? I think everyone's gone tapped. Anyway, go for this whole thing. She gets killed, blah, 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 blah. She basically gets like tortured, tormented the whole entire day. Gets to the end of the day. She wakes up almost in like this room at theater. Everyone's clapping and that.
Yeah.
Turns out she killed her daughter, burnt her in a bag with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So now her torture, instead of going to jail, is her rehabilitation is they wipe her memory each day and she wakes up and relives that day of torture every day.
Yeah, every single day.
It's good.
Is this American?
No, English. That's English. Why I like it.
And
British,
it's
gritty.
It's one of the best gritty. Series.
Is it, yeah? Good, where's man. It on Netflix?
Yeah.
Black Mirror.
One of the best. I can't lie.
I like dark
lit.
Stuff.
It sounds lit.
Have you seen depressing film? Big Boys Don't Cry.
No.
No.
Don't. As soon as the credits come up, I thought, ooh. It's a true story about orphans that used to get raped.
Okay,
fucking,
yeah, no, like, crazy. Yeah.
No, and it shows you, it's dark. Dark. It's horrible. Horrible. I prefer the British stuff. Speaking of Americans, though, you've seen Ryan Garcia. He's gone insane, hasn't he?
Oh, I saw he's
gone insane.
What is it called? Twitter Space?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw
he's gone nuts.
Talking about utes and...
Do you reckon he's gone nuts, though, for real? Or do you reckon it's... Do you believe in that stuff?
Because look at the John Cena thing as well. Because basically, if you didn't know, Ryan Garcia is basically... I haven't delved into it too much, but he's basically trying to say Hollywood is satanic and there's obviously things that he's... Like, when he was two, he had to watch someone get... I think... Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it... Obviously bleeped his word, but raped. I'm sure when he was two.
I don't know.
Am I wrong in that?
I think when you're two, you
something like that,
really,
innit? You wouldn't remember, really remember that.
Like
that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see.
Do you remember when you were two?
No.
Do you?
No. I just.
I'd say five upwards.
Yeah.
Mine. Yeah. Mine's definitely like five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remembering all that way back. It'd be
nah,
sick.
Nah. Two.
I had a horrible childhood.
I don't know what's going on.
I had a horrible childhood. I was alone most of the time. Never mind. It's not a therapy session. Anyway, so back to Ryan Garcia.
Listen, I was alone. That's why the man can't speak real.
Nah,
like, because the man would just laugh.
Nah, right. Genuinely.
I was alone.
Yeah. But so I was watching his stuff, yeah. I'm looking at the Ryan Garcia stuff. How hot is it? It's hard to not believe him a little bit.
He looks like he's geared up as well.
Yeah,
like,
that, recently.
And all that.
Yeah.
I watched a TikTok of him this morning, yeah. He just looked like he'd just been... he's just completely like depleted.
Mm. No, I ain't seen him live in the flesh. I just saw like over on Twitter, the Twitter space where he was talking, and I just got like,
yeah,
I see on TikTok.
TikTok, you can see him.
But you lot seeing videos and
yeah, there's videos.
He's saying like basically that Hollywood's bare satanic is corrupt, blah 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 blah, and then it kind of like links in. See that thing with John Cena.
No,
come out on stage
naked and that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, come out on stage naked.
I thought I was old.
He had a little nice new little cardboard thing over his cock, but like. Tying into the thing of like, did he do that public embarrassment to basically like, what's the thing? Illuminati get accepted, you know what I mean? Like how, as a lot of things people say, Sam Smith is now ridiculing himself.
Yeah.
Because it's a way of getting into it. That Jay-Z and Beyonce thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Are you en route?
I,
No. You know what I mean, innit? You know what I mean? Like yeah. in these high, big American celebrities, there's
they
like
gotta do stuff.
There's a theory that they need to do public humiliation to kind of get to that next level of wealth or security.
I wonder what Michael's one's going to be.
I know what it's going to be.
What?
You give this geezer a bill, I know what he'll do. He said it on the pod.
Give me a billion.
He said he'd give a geezer neck for a bill. Listen, he's really trying to convince me to do it.
Put a briefcase of £1 billion in front of all of us. Everyone's got a price, bro. Let's not talk about it.
Michael's a madman.
Everyone here could be bored.
I'll just let you do it first and then bust me, innit?
Yeah. I'll be like, allow it, man. Come on, you got a bill for
it.
Yeah. Give me a little light, man.
If I did it, I'm dropping you, man, 50 M's each.
And then I'll never chance you again.
You lot could leave me alone for the rest of it. I could do it.
Come, 50 mil and he'll do it and give us 50 M's. Not a problem.
I'll film it for you if you want.
Yeah.
I mean, that way.
It's not allowed
Memento.
I wait outside the room for you, man. With a box of tissue.
Just have that 50 ready for me, yeah?
Knocking the door in it. You done?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Come on, man. The selfie's just going to close to you, bro.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Everyone, hurry up.
Everyone can be bought, brother. But I don't know. I believe in it, though. I can't lie.
You do?
But yeah. It's a mad thing, isn't it?
Illuminati in that triangle, that
whatever it is, I can't lie. Whatever I feel like, yeah, cool. We could call it the Illuminati, but ever not. But obviously, I do feel like there's people in mad positions of power that will come down to these men and say, "Yo, I can change your life. Like, give you that next step."
Yeah, what most of the corruption comes from the top.
Yeah, it comes from the top. And to be fair, like, you'll never see them, or never like they're. I reckon they ain't got one. There's no picture of any of them on the internet. None of them, whatever not. Whoever it actually
it's
comes
like
from.
It's like the Rothschilds, isn't it? Is that their name? Yeah.
Like, it comes from them. It comes back. It comes all the way down to the pub, to the public, to the influencers, to all of that. But yeah, 100%. And then the thing is, the fact that they ain't been uncovered yet, they got some tight. They got some serious security.
Yeah. There's money in it.
Yeah,
money. That's what it is.
So
you don't think the people in the suits at the top are fucking? They're the ones probably controlling the drug game, innit?
Well, every game.
Yeah.
Trying to make this shit circulate.
Money talks.
Mm. It actually does, bro.
No, like that.
All right, question for everyone, yeah? If you could make your own city, or your own little space, what would you put in it? What restaurants, what buildings, what kind of people would you have there?
Good Everything question. Like that. Definitely, like, it's going to have a beach and that.
Have to.
Palm trees.
Little bar setting.
Yeah. Just like, and yeah, it's going to have that. The restaurants, I'm a foodie, innit?
Yeah.
It's going to have like everything.
I'm going to be real.
I'm going to be real, but it's going to have everything. Like Mondays is this, Tuesdays is that.
Or even like
a
little favorite chicken.
Yeah.
Build. All right, cool.
What's your favorite chicken shop that ain't branded?
That's not branded?
No, not like branded, like KFC.
Like a chain shop,
Yeah, like what's your favorite one?
What, like a little Dixie's or something? That's even
No, I don't mean that. That to me isn't branded.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, not the big dogs.
Oh, man's got one just round the corner from me. Still, it's called New Jersey.
Don't mean it's the one, though. If it's
that's a chicken shop, though.
Yeah,
it's
chicken shop. I'm saying, what's your favorite
chicken shop?
Yeah.
Okay, so like Nando's and that, it's not included.
No, they're big dogs. I'm one about them
little dirty ones
where it stinks of oil.
Yeah, bare pigeon. But it's Parker.
Everyone's got that round the corner shop, bro.
Yeah.
I'll have one of them. In there, 100%.
There's one, but you guys are not going to know it.
Go on.
PFC.
Nah.
Yeah, I know PFC.
Yeah. So which one? Where is it?
Perfect Fried Chicken, you mean?
Yeah, but where is it?
I don't know. There's a couple still.
Nah, see, my one's in. Yeah, see, I don't want to say it because it's
you don't know I'm going
good
there.
Still,
it's your
thing. Because I went there one time. I went there like.
What's
last
the peach
year.
Sample?
Someone's like,
it's
what are you doing here?
It's perfect fried chicken.
Perfect fucking chicken.
Yeah.
It's scatty, like.
Yes.
You it's know, one of them scatty got, ones, you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then I didn't realize that. I've been going there some time ago, did you get? But then I took I haven't been there in ages. And I went there like last year and someone's like, what are you on? What are you doing here?
Why?
Because thinking like I can't eat
too bougie
food.
For fucking
I love a little scatty chicken shop.
You know, you're not question. You know, this is my stupid question.
This is serious, bro. This is serious. This is serious, bro.
Mine's,
we should go there one day.
Mine's Chicken Corner.
I've never heard of that.
Hillingdon Chicken Corner, right by the station. If you know, you know.
Was it dirty?
No, it's not even that dirty. It's fucking unreal. Perry chips, but bad, spicy. Like make my mouth water, bro.
Yeah, them man there, they go crazy with it. I can't lie. You go to them little dirty ones. I call it the dirty ones. I'm sorry.
Whenever you're
they're the best, bro.
You're in North London, Finbury Park, Go PFC.
PFC, yeah.
That's it.
Fizzy Park.
I said Fizzy Park.
No, no, I have to, man. It's like, he said Hillenden and all of them places.
So you got
to
let them know.
Got to let them know.
Yeah.
Go there and like, yeah.
My one's New Jersey, Collindale. Go there. Why are we just giving them, man?
What?
Yeah, but it's scatty though, isn't
it? It is scatty.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
Four quid in there, you're eating good.
When you're burst.
Oh, how much is your meal?
Mine was £4.
Mine's, how much yours?
I don't remember.
I won. Mine's 3/5.
Is it? What'd you get?
Chicken, burger, chips, two wings and a drink.
That's flipping
two wings,
good.
Not enough.
No,
but listen, what I'm saying to you, I don't know if you understand. Chicken burger,
chips, burger.
Two wings.
No.
Oh yeah, no, it's cheap.
Chicken fillet burger.
Cheap. Yeah, that's good.
Chips,
that's cheap.
Two wings and
that's cheap.
Mirinda and them two.
What Mirinda?
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Has to be. Has to be strawberry. Has to be strawberry.
Has to be.
Has
the one.
I'm putting one of them in my city.
Yeah.
If you could build me a city, what would you do? What would you build me?
I'm putting PFC in my city.
Yeah, facts.
I have to now. I'm now I have to.
Now you have to. Now you.
Yeah,
now
yeah. Now I have to. PFC's gonna be there.
I'm putting my dirty
football pitches.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, football stadium.
Yeah, football stadium. AstroTurf football stadium. Yeah, yeah. Where,
cold,
yeah.
Cold.
Do you get me? And artificial fans. 150,000.
Yeah, yeah.
150,000 AI fans where
only
they
you're
look
allowed
like
them.
Real humans. But when you go feel like you're playing in Wembley Stadium.
By goals, power.
Do you know what I mean?
Take
yeah. Like they look like real, like when you celebrate, you run up to them, they're jumping.
Like, that's a business
crazy. I think that will be cold. That's what that will be in my city, but no one can take that. Any other city take that, then we're going to World War III.
Bruv, the way that
I'm going to war.
I can't like,
the way that technology's working,
obviously
I won't do it. I'm fucking what am I gonna do? But I'm saying the way the technology is working now, 50 years. That could imagine your local goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has
and stadium,
like,
stadium, has an old fan.
Are you sick? Brother, I'm living a footballer's dream, fam.
Word.
Like that, because I just want to go like, and then it's a corner. I win a corner. I just want to go like that.
And everyone
wish I scored in Qatar, man.
Yeah, no, it's hard though, isn't it? 2 minute cameo, you're not going to score.
But you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
If Johnny scored, because I was around Johnny more or less the whole time when the game was on.
Yeah.
Like, I was on his side, the type of thing. And if Johnny scored, I probably would have run in the pitch.
I would have.
You know, I watched it back and I was like, why did I shoot there? I should have just took my time. But when you're in the moment, everyone's
yeah, I know, everyone's there, yeah, the screaming.
Nah, but that experience there was
unbelievable.
Crazy.
You look composed on the pitch in that, though, to be fair.
That same hotel.
Really composed.
It's going to be
my boys
my
messaged me saying, weren't your best performance?
That hotel in Qatar, that will be in my city.
Fairmont, yeah. Was it Fairmont, innit?
That will
oh,
be
mate,
in my
I
was city. Sick.
I looked unreal, that.
Bro, that was
got to have a little, I can't lie, I'm a man for a spa. Go have a little sauna.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That'll
yeah,
be in
yeah,
the hotel.
Yeah,
yeah.
Little David
Lloyd's.
All that.
We'll have that. Yeah,
little
yeah.
Sauna,
we'll have that.
Spa.
That's
yeah. It'll be called Johnny C's.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean,
no. We'll
Johnny
we'll
C's.
Have that.
Yeah,
we'll have that.
Make everyone pay like 3/5 a month. I get it free. You know what I mean,
it's got to be one of them.
And everyone's getting paid in my city.
Yeah. Well, not everyone. I don't know. It depends who's there.
No, because I want my city. I want it to look like Doha. Like everyone's getting paid in my city, bro. Like.
Yeah. No. No crazy hierarchy.
In a mad thing. Yeah. Like we're getting paid, bro. Like. We're all getting paid, but there's no dumbness. Like,
yeah.
If I hear that you're doing a dumbness in my city,
you're out of there. You're out of there.
You're getting dashed to
come
earth.
To my thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting
send
dashed.
Send them my way.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting dashed.
I'm gonna have
like,
guys on the
my
corner.
My prisons
jogging.
The city in our jail is not gonna be a joke. In my city.
What's your jail like?
It's serious, bro.
Wait, serious.
It's underneath. Like, you're not seeing daylight. It's underneath.
With I'm putting rats in.
And you're just gonna hear baby crying. Like on YouTube, baby cry, it's just gonna be on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. Yeah,
that's a personal one.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Don't come to my city and disturb my city. Don't do that. Look at it. I'm giving you PFC.
I'm giving you
some respect on the city's
yeah,
name.
Like, you could go to the stadium, play football in front of 150 AI fans.
Word.
That's not been done
and
before.
Go get a nice little chicken burger yeah, for free like, nug.
Yeah, after, bro, right, straight
on,
after.
Man.
That's good living, before. You know. Yeah. That's good living.
Might even sell PFC in the stadium. Why haven't said it in the stadium?
Yeah.
Like, but now you want to come to my city and do
start
some
crazy.
Yeah, that's it. You're going underground. You're going to hear baby crying for the rest of your
word.
Life. That's it. I don't care what type of crime it is. In the UK, if it's a crime, you get 2.5. Nah, my thing, you're getting life, fam.
There's got to be crime.
Drop a snout on the floor.
You're littering in my city. Life.
So no more. That's life.
you're
going to have a perfect city. You know? Everyone's going to be scared
so
to go outside, though.
It's so good. It's so good. You don't want to do a mad thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's
why are you doing a mad thing?
Yeah.
If you're going to do a mad thing, you could have stayed here. But you want to come to my thing and do a mad thing, your life in jail. This is the consequences. But if you're a good person, so much good rewards.
I'm like, building mine just like
football
this.
Football stadiums.
What's yours? People just trapping and jugging in the corner.
Trapping and jugging.
Bare nitties.
Bare guys trying to make music. You get it? I'm having a studio in every corner.
See, there's none of that in my team.
Nah, you've got, listen. Nah, my eyes, they're already made. But is it? That's a failing system.
No, you're not. You're gonna run out of bread as well. No.
I'm not gonna run out of bread because I'm supplying. You get me? I'm supplying the man.
You're gonna have eight boxes of Yola that
you're dishing out. If you're handing out mixtapes in Man City, you're going to
jail.
You're fucked.
I'm recycling that. Listen, I'm cleaning up the streets every 6 months. I'm nicking couple man, but I'm leaving couple man. You know what I mean? Couple man on the top. I'm supplying the chain.
Yeah.
Listen, we gotta have money coming.
Would
from
you have avenues. Skyscrapers in that? Or would you have more like?
No, that's skyscrapers. No, I'm joking. I wouldn't actually do that.
But there might be nothing in it. It just looks nice.
Just looks nice, isn't it?
It looks
just
nice. To look, you know, good. What I mean? Yeah, like the restaurant. Actually, you know what? I will have skyscrapers. Not all the time, but like for restaurants, it just looks.
Yeah.
It looks, you know what I mean? It looks good. Yeah.
So nice like, view in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, banging.
Yeah.
But basically, just and describing
my like, sky is going to be different. Like,
yeah.
It's never going to be the dark sky. It's going to be like the
dusk, like
sunset. All day,
dark
every day.
Blue, then it fades. Like, I got like, yeah, my city's pattern.
Yeah.
Basically,
we're just.
My restaurant work, people that work in restaurants and stuff like that, they're all AI. The people that work in retail, they're all AI humans. But
have you not seen iRobot?
I ain't seen that, no.
That
Will Smith thing. Yeah.
What if you're playing football with all these fans and they just twist and then go on the pitch and just start assaulting?
No, my seat's patterned.
No, but what if it's not? There's a glitch in the matrix.
You said, well, just pat, don't worry.
Then that's for the AI security to do its job.
For the AI security, you have to pattern up the AI fans.
So wait, have you got AI patterning AI?
Yeah, is it just you and a lot of AIs?
I can't have fans without no stewards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So are the stewards AI?
Yeah, my stewards are AI.
So what?
Everything's AI. There's no, I don't want people working like that.
Your city is in your front room with a VR headset on. That's what your city is. A VR headset on in your front room.
Yeah, that's the closest thing I can do to creating my city. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Has anyone tried the Apple Vision Pro yet, by the way?
No,
I think that's...
I need to go and try it.
I think it's an unbelievable invention, but at the same time, it's like, bruv, what's the world going to come to in 10 years?
Scary, bruv, it's scary. You ain't going to leave their rooms.
You're not going to leave your room.
It's a mad thing. But I want to try it, though.
I want to try it. Yeah. But I reckon I'll get hooked.
Because I want to see if I'm going to leave my room.
Yeah. Do you reckon it's actually as good as what the trailer is? Like, because, you know, sometimes it ain't actually like...
Well, I was speaking to Kenny about it and he said, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. You tried it,
he's got one.
Oh, he's got it?
Yeah, that's why I want to go over and try it.
Can we buy that or we're not allowed to buy
it? It's not available here till the beginning of next year. But it's available in America. Yeah, they've dropped it already. America dropped it. We're late to the party.
How much is that? Like four bags.
Oh, yeah. So about three and a bit here. It's going to be three and a bit here, but it's four racks.
For glasses?
Yeah,
for glasses, bro.
Fam. What's going on?
It's mad.
Like, what can I do?
It's mad.
That makes it worth. Is it worth it?
Get more on a prescription.
Apparently so.
But it's not a car.
No, they're saying it's not. Mad. The Facebook ones, what are they? The MetaQuest, they're free bills.
I've tried
the MetaQuest.
And
they can literally do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But then, have you tried a new MetaQuest? Yeah?
No, not the
Apple's
new one.
Apple's just crisp,
like,
though, isn't
it? Apple just
do.
Looks crisp on.
Yeah,
just
I've tried the Meta thing and like you can, it's sick because you can like put it on and watch YouTube in front of your eyes.
Mm.
Like obviously you could do that on the TV. But like this one's different.
It's right. I've tried the MetaQuest as well.
Yeah, it's cool still. Even when you're playing games, like you can play other people in the world are involved in it.
Yeah.
And you're just there. It's good. I like it. But like three bills calm. But like you're telling me four bags for the
four
Apple
bags is
thing.
Crazy. I can't lie.
Fam, I gotta fly. Take me somewhere.
It's
Like if I need that. Feeding, are you gonna feed me?
Word.
Yeah, no, genuinely.
Like what are you gonna do? Like, like
four bands for it.
iPhone's dear enough.
Yeah, that's what, a rack and a bit if you have the new one.
Word.
Fucking hell.
Going back to my city, you lot are going to hate me for this, but I would have no cats.
In where?
My city.
What do you mean cats?
Cats.
Like, meow.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I don't know, cats. Dog person.
No, I've got two dogs, but like, man, love a cat as well.
A cat don't love you. You know that.
He does.
No, he don't.
No, the cats
You know, if you used to drop dead in your apartment and you had a cat, would go about its day. A dog would lay by your body crying until someone come found
because you. Because you can't feed the dog. The dog's not crying because of you. It's crying because it's hungry.
No, the cat only comes to you. The cat only comes to you because you feed it.
The cat's smart. The cat knows, I don't need you. My food's already laid down there.
You know what I mean?
I can get my food out. The dog needs you to feed him.
Like, cats are up their own ass. I look at a cat and think, who the fuck do you think you are?
No, I think cats are.
Why have you got a problem with a fucking...
They're smart, though. I'm
trying to show you're a man.
Yeah, too
smart. They're very smart. They're very
smart. Too smart. Sometimes I think, what?
Fuck you looking at?
What are you looking at?
No, dogs though. No, I do love dogs more than cats. Dogs at the moment,
yeah,
but
yeah,
really cats are.
Well, you got a dog or a cat? Neither.
No, I got neither. I had a cat for like 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Just got too smart.
Got rid of it.
Why?
Jarring.
Like, obviously, I taught it how to shit in the thing.
In the little box.
And it did that. And it was just like...
3 days, that's quick.
Bro, because when you think of cats, they're lazy in the yard. Mm. Like, they're not...
Yeah, yeah.
But my one, I got it as a kitten, innit? This one, when I mean it was sprinting up and down, wouldn't let go of my feet. I said, this is long. I can't deal with it to like...
So you just, would you shot it?
Yeah, yeah, I just gave it to someone. I
like, gave it back, take it back, I don't want it.
Like, it was cute and everything, but like, it was moving cute, erratic, bro. Like, it was just moving, mayhem. For 3 days, it was just moving, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I do think kittens are cute,
they're literally like babies, fam.
Yeah.
Mm. Until they get older and then they can chill. That's what I wanted. I wanted a kitten, just chill, kick back. Yeah. I'll feed you and everything.
Yeah.
Just kick back. This one's running underneath the table, going up, climbing stuff where it shouldn't be climbing.
Yeah.
It was just moving mad and I just couldn't handle it.
That's like me. I want to get a dog, yeah, but I can't last for the first year.
They're all right after the first couple months.
The first year, no, because I've had dogs, innit? First year, they're a bit nutty and like you got to train them and that. If I could fast forward it, get a dog at one, but like I wouldn't want to buy a dog at one because then it's not connected.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I want to skip that whole training thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I wanted a kitten because I didn't want to skip that training. I wanted you to, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know who I am.
Yeah.
You know, boom, boom, boom. But yeah, when it was moving mad, bro, I said, this is a hard job, fam.
Having a pet
It's not easy.
Having a pet's good.
It's not easy. But
I got a dog in lockdown because I was thinking, can I can't
did
take
you?
It.
What dog
yeah,
you got?
Pomeranian. It's bare tiny. What's
that oh.
The sausage thing.
No. They're cute. Little fluffy thing. To you.
Was that yours? I thought it was your mum's.
Well, he
that
got a Pomeranian. Mine. I've never heard of that, fam. I thought he was going to say like he got a staff.
It looks like a cheerleader's puffball.
It had kids. It impregnated a lady.
Is you want a boy?
A lady
yeah,
or a dog?
Got two boys now.
A lady or a bitch?
Clyde or someone.
A bitch. That's his son. So this is Charlie. This is.
See, I don't like little dogs.
That's a Chihuahua, fam.
No, it's a Pomeranian. That's the son and then the main one.
Where's your one? Where's your
Papa? They're both mine now.
Oh, you got a son, yeah?
Yeah, it's the son. It's the dog's son. I'm show you the actual dog. This is the actual dog. He's not much bigger. I don't know why it's not loading. It's the actual one.
But does he live with you?
Nah. Since I moved, I left him with my sister. And that's his son. Look, that's his little son. Very cute, man.
I prefer big dogs, you know.
Little,
I'm not going to lie, yeah. If I saw Michael on road with a leash,
but
he's
a big
man's crying. Like, look at this big brother.
Like, this dog's like that,
I'm
by the way.
6 foot with
foot
a
five
fox,
bearded
six
brother. 6'5". Yeah. Tall as hell. I have this, but let me tell you something. The jars, them. Let me tell you something. When I walk on the street with that, you know, I don't get, you know, gallon can't to me.
If I was
he's so cute. I'm standing there. Yeah.
If I was police, yeah, I'll stop him. Yeah, yeah, no, honestly, I think he stole that dog, bro.
He stole that dog.
Like, if you see that dog, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, he's a thief.
They're cute, man. Dash him
in the station.
Look how cute he is, man.
No, he is, but it's
what's
like,
his name?
Zeus. The one's called Zeus.
The man said Charlie. Zeus. Look at the size of him, bruv.
What? One's called Charlie.
One's called Charlie.
Why?
When they start coming out the mum's vagina, yeah? So obviously...
They start coming out the mum's vagina.
There was four in a minute.
Yeah.
So then when they start coming out, I started spraying names out. So one come out and I was like, it looks like a fat potato. So I called it fat potato. Then the other one come out and I was like, cool, Charlie. That's the other one. The other one come out, it looked a bit silver. So I called it silver. And then I can't even remember what the other one's name was. I just started weeding the names off and they stuck. Because obviously we had to look after them for like 8 weeks before we were selling them and that.
Yeah.
Sold three of them, kept one.
How much you sell it for?
They're like 3 bags each.
Is it?
Yeah.
They've gone up, dogs.
Them dogs, them little foxes, they're 3 bags.
They're like 3 bags each, bro. It's a business.
So what happened to staffs in that?
But I love a staff. I want to get a blue staff.
If you get like a blue staff.
Blue
like,
staffs are
expensive.
Lovely.
I'm not
they're
seeing
expensive.
Anyone with staffs in that no more. Everyone's got that, them staffs, little yeah. dogs, them little sausage things.
It's the little ones, man.
No, because people buy dogs now for trends. Like, I can't like XL bully. Like I'm not being funny. I don't think it should be illegal. I disagree with that. You know what I mean? I think it's the owner, not the dog. It's not the dog's fault. You know what I mean? But like.
The one that kills people.
It's a serious dog.
Yeah,
but they change it every year. A few years ago, it was a pit bull.
It used to be a pit bull, then it was a cane corso,
then it was a staff at one point. Like, they always change it and say...
What happens to, like, why are people not, like, with, like, German Shepherds, Rottweilers? Why, they're not in fashion. No one cares about them. Everyone wants
no, that's what I'm saying.
One.
It's all trendy now. All this generation is on
yeah,
an
yeah.
I'm getting an XL bully because it's trendy. Like, obviously, some people do actually
German
want an XL
Shepherd,
bully.
Wham.
Yeah.
I think
it's a Labrador.
Oh, I don't like a German Shepherd. Alsatian. I think they're just...
Like a Labrador.
That's a Fed, cuz.
What's that? Andex.
Yeah.
And Landish. Yeah, they love, I had a Labrador, but they molt too much.
Puppies,
they
look nice.
Yeah, yeah, but them dogs there.
They molt too much.
Yeah, they molt a lot of hair. Oh my God. Yeah. Them hair is crazy.
What about them naked cats?
Dr. Evil, wasn't it?
Yeah, they look scary.
How about
bro?
No?
No, a girl that owns two of them and I put it, half no puts skin? Me off her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
You don't like bald pussy?
Yo, mad man.
Not that one, nah. Let me try and find it. Oh, mate, actually.
I don't want to see the hairless cat, mate.
Yeah, it's dead.
Fuck that. Gosh. I like a big dog.
Look, but always got it on her story. What is that? Look, dressed it up in that. Think it looks nice?
Do you think the cat wants to be dressed up in a coat?
Look at the state of it. I'm sorry about that, but that was disgusting.
I don't think people should be getting these XL bullies though if they can't train them.
Nah, if it's killing people, it's long, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's not killing people. I think if you get it snipped and you train it right.
Get what snipped?
His balls bollocks. Cut off.
Is that what makes it go crazy?
Yeah, the testosterone levels
are too high. Yeah. Yeah.
So rather than cut the balls then, fam. Exactly. But then they can't have kids.
Yeah, fuck it.
Most people, but they want to breed and make bread. I can't
yeah, because it's a business. I got a dog, so I wanted a dog.
What dog you got?
He's dead now, but Labrador.
What do you mean it's dead?
It's died. How's
he laughing?
No, but the way he said it.
What do you mean it's dead?
Nah, dead. I thought he meant like the breed is dead.
No, I don't care about trends.
You get it? I thought he meant the breed's dead. I think they was say, oh, I've got a little 12.
No, he died like 4 years ago. But fucking, what was the question?
What dog did you have?
No, but what was that going on about?
Don't have one anymore.
Cut the balls off and that.
Yeah. So if they're a violent breed, you got like pit bulls.
Did your one have?
Labrador's the most calmest dog ever.
Yeah, oh, yours calm, calm yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's calm.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Right.
Nah, it's a calm dog.
No, it's not that.
Have
it's
you
not...
met him?
Nah.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, I have met him.
Yeah. He died a time ago.
Didn't even notice.
Must have been that bit of chocolate I gave him.
Oh, is it? You gave him chocolate?
Yeah.
So you killed your dog?
Yeah. One of the next thing, innit, sir?
Nah,
you got a new one now?
No.
No, you don't.
I'm my brother's pit bull.
So did your dog die in the yard?
No, he went out to the back of the... No, we took him to the vets. And put
but
him
was
down.
He dead when you... Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Sad.
But I don't think that's a scary thing, yeah. You know? Like,
you know, all dogs get ill.
Seeing your dog die in the living room, bro.
It turns into like a stuffed animal. Went to the vets. He had cancer in it and he had a big fucking tumour coming out, like basically his ass. And,
did you see it, though?
Yeah. I was there when
oh
he,
my
when
God,
died.
I remember this. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And like 1 minute they're looking at you like that and then they put a needle in it just because
like, does their tongue come out?
Nah, it's not a cartoon.
Oh, no, genuinely, yeah. When my cat, my cat got,
oh, what? That's how they put him down?
My cat got put down, his tongue come out.
Is it? Where he went at?
He had a stroke.
What do you mean? What had a stroke? Your dog had a stroke?
My cat had a stroke.
My brother's dog had a stroke. He's one face like that. He cut, when he barks, he's like,
how can a cat have a stroke?
Nah, listen.
You know a cat's got 9 lives? He's one after one said, fuck this.
When I say
no, he didn't die. He
used up all of them.
He
used up all of them. Genuinely, but he had a stroke. He had an actual stroke, bro. Is half his body went like?
Did you cry?
No, but let me tell you, I was on a plane innit when it happened. But he had a stroke. He went to the vet, and when I come off the plane, my mum's texted me like, "Oh, we're gonna have to put down the cat." I was like, "I was just with it 4 hours ago. What are you talking about? Completely fine." Like, he had a stroke. He had a stroke, bro. Like,
you have to
stroke.
Put him down though.
No, they said they can operate on him and he'll survive, but he'll have about 6 months left, and his quality of life is gonna be shit. So they said might as well put him down.
You know what though?
So then I was listen, I'm in the airport. Waving goodbye to my cat on the phone. Genuinely. Stop.
Like he knows what that
stop,
is.
Like, I'm waving bye to my cat and my mom's like, say bye to him. And I'm like, bye. And genuinely, like, I'm welling up at this point. I'm welling up at this point, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, bro, I'm about to cry. Bro, this is my cat. And then I hung up the phone because I'm
you know they go, meow.
No, genuinely, I'm devastated.
They don't shout
like,
or nothing.
He's laying on the bed like that. Like literally, I know that once they, like the euthanasia is ready to put in him. I'm like waving bye. As soon as I've come off the phone, my mate's gone to me, my boy Ashley, he's gone, you're not going to cry, are you? Imagine, as soon as he said that, I started crying.
You can't be around. Yeah. You can't be around. If you're telling me your cat's about to die and you're next to me,
right. Yeah, don't be around.
Long day.
Yeah, that's...
Long day, yeah.
I'm
going
to buzz off you, innit?
But I'm buzzing you. The whole trip.
Hey, I'm
the whole
so
trip.
Glad.
I'm, like, you know them countries you go to and you just see cat on road?
Yeah,
I'm saying, go
and get that cat,
bro. Go and get your cat, man. Yeah, go get your cat, bro.
No.
Getting my phone out, snapping, yeah. You remember me? Yeah.
I'm so glad I went with you, man.
When you're sleeping, innit?
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah. Get a black cat from outside on the road and dash it.
What a cop. In his room. That's what man says, yeah, you're not going to cry, are you? I start crying. But when I say, you know
I cried with my dog, dad.
Snotty cries.
Is it?
I was there when he died, didn't it? Put him down. Yeah, I cried. Only for like a couple hours and then get over it.
But, okay, I'm so devastated. Like, the dog look at you in your face.
Yeah.
That's yeah, man, like, it's sad, yeah. man.
That's I had my head on his head like that when he was dying. Yeah.
Wait, why
is that funny, bro?
Why are we doing this? No, but why are we doing this to each other? It's actually
my head and his head was like
his little soft ears on my cheek.
Little joke, man. But
yeah.
Fucking fuck the dog, bro.
26 and that.
Word. 25.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, but imagine you're okay. That's calm. You was there and you done it. He would have done it for this cat. Imagine
I would have done it.
Imagine head to head.
Done
with it. The cat
mine was worse. I was on FaceTime. I was on FaceTime. I can't lie. I said, nah, I'm not talking about this no more. Look, we're done anyway. Look, time's done. Don't talk to me about my cat.
My brother's dog had a fucking stroke. He was like that, half his face was like that. And he was sweet, but he fucking stunk.
Is
bad.
It?
He stunk.
Was he dribbling bear and that?
Nah, he was just coming around like that. Half of like this side, he looks really like handsome, and that side looks like he's just been.
Did he
by
just
a
live on? Did he just live on?
Yeah, he lived till 13.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Yeah. And the CEO you said about the cat, and they said, "Oh, 6 months, poor quality of life." I took my dog to the vet because he got cancer and he had the thing hanging out his ass, but he was like calm, like he seemed like he weren't bothered by it. But we took him to the vet, and they was like, "Yeah, you should put him down this week because he's gonna have a shit quality of life. He probably won't even last 2 months." He lasted another 7, healthy, and then he started going a bit deteriorating. Mm.
Is shouldn't it? Yeah. To
the vet.
Yeah.
So that worked. That was good then.
Yeah.
You could have killed your dog earlier.
Yeah, wish I did.
So I could have had my cat for a bit longer.
I'm joking.
That's devastating.
Yeah, you could have had your cat longer. You're dumb. That's your fault. You should feel guilty.
What,
you should never sleep.
What's harder? Because you've had a kitten and give it away. What's harder to raise, a kid or a kitten?
A kid. Jarring.
No, but kid was like, it's more fun to raise.
Yeah.
I would say it's more fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's different.
It's a little you.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not stressed. Obviously, I'm not getting twisted. It's not a walk in the park and
that. Yeah, of course.
But like, with a kitten, it's like, brother, bun you, fam. Go back to your mum, fam.
Yeah,
like, you know
just
what I mean?
Get out
like,
of
yeah,
that,
yeah, get out. Like, you're shitting. Like, a kid won't, like, unless you take off the nappies.
Yeah.
Then we'll shut up the gaff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
I bet it's banging having like a little mini me.
Yeah, with a kid, it's fun, man. It's like, it's huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, we was on a plane from Qatar. Everyone's excited to go home or like vex. I'm like, nah, I'm gassed.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, yeah, bang. Oh,
yeah,
I want
to go back.
Nah, I want to go back.
I
want to
go back.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, sick.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah, that's more fun.
I think with a kitten, it's it's just stress, bro.
How old's your kid?
1.5.
Oh, banging.
Yeah, that's good age.
Girl?
Girl.
Lovely.
Good age, good age.
Yeah. So, kids are very cute, innit?
Yeah, they're fun, bro.
And then they get to like the age of like 13 to 18 and become butters.
What, when they're 13 or 18?
Like between 13 and 18. I don't know, one person that won't clap to that age. Their spots around your mooey, like just hitting puberty and that, like all deform looking.
They're going for a mad transition.
Like, my nephew, like,
just reshaped.
Had a midlife crisis. At
yeah, mum's life I did, but I was looking to state, bro. Look, I was receding at 14, rather than that. Like, mum's life. My nephew, Jesse, like I said, my family don't do sympathy. We're brutally honest with each other and that. Yeah. He's at a growth spurt now and he looks handsome, but last year, fucking hell, we used to think, you and half look terrible.
No, I'm telling you, it happens, bro.
big braces in your mooey, like, fucking all puppy fat.
Bro, I remember this one time. I just remember this one thing in school. Bro, I was the spottiest brother ever. Like, genuinely. Here on my forehead.
Is it?
Dot to dot, bro. And genuinely, if I went like that. And
or like them jank ones.
They
where it's
pop,
like,
they
did
pop.
You have acne in that?
Nah, I was quite blessed.
Oh, is it? Yeah, same.
Bro, I had shit
I didn't have that.
I had it everywhere. I remember.
No, I washed.
Yeah,
that man
there.
Nah, bro, my team was bad. That's why.
Yeah, him and his cat.
I'll tell you now, let's.
Head to head.
Don't mind. I walked around the corner one time, and there was a group of people just standing there talking about my spots.
What the fuck?
Just walked around the corner.
Do you know what's mad? Do you know what's mad? You know what's happened to me here before, in second of all? I was in year 7, and these guys were like in year 10 or year 11. They were sitting down. I walked past them and they're like, "Hi, Michael Jackson," to me.
Why?
And I was like, "Oh, that's lit. I'm getting called MJ."
Yeah.
Like, that's gas.
Yeah, that's gas.
But it's because my trousers were high and I had white socks.
White socks?
Yeah. I had white socks
and
my trousers.
Oh, brother, that
high.
Was me on a
and
day.
And they're like, "MJ, yo, Michael Jackson." And I'm there like, yo.
Yo.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was so gas. Like, I don't know why they're calling me MJ, but this is a icon.
How did you find out? Just clocked.
I deeped it. I clocked like.
I've
never been that guy wearing white socks.
Maybe they said something at the end. Yeah, they said something at the end about white socks and and like the trousers were high up. Well, you're year seven, you don't care.
Did you ever get bullied in school?
No, I was fortunate enough to be like funny one. You know what I mean?
What happened?
I didn't find that funny.
He's talking to you.
Oh no, he was definitely.
You said something and needs to laugh. Do you know what I mean? So like, I wouldn't say I've been.
I think I was a joke man in school.
Is that what you was getting moved to?
Bro, I've get bullied by the older years.
Is it?
You get me? Come from there, bro. It was horrible.
What, like,
on top of that,
fit,
I was poor, innit? So like, it didn't even help.
Yeah, I was like,
being broke was the worst.
Like a physical bullying.
Yeah, bro. Physical, emotional.
Oh, fucking hell, bro.
On top of that, like, I think the epitome of it was the fact that I just looked like a bummy you. Genuinely, it was.
Year seven, what I was wearing, like white, I'm telling you, white socks, trousers were like this, white socks.
No, never.
Wallabies. Like, I look a mess, do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a Just Do It bag then. Didn't have kickers.
Remember the mini ones? Nothing grand in that.
Yeah. What, the mini Just Do It bag?
Just Do It bags.
I used to have hand-me-downs. Hand-me-downs, bro, them. I was actually, let's not talk about, like, bro, why am I unlocking memories? Forget it. Talk about yours.
Me in school, bro. Do you know what it was? It sounds like bare big-headed, but like.
You was the governor, innit? Yeah.
Nah, not even. Like, I never used to really fucking rate a lot of people in school. Not that I thought I was better than them, but I just thought you lot are washed. So
oh,
it's like
that.
So like,
what, the older people?
Just most people. Like, I just think, oh, it just makes me cringe. Like, I never would try to be popular. I was never unpopular, but like all the popular people rated me. But I'm not going to go sit at the back of the bus to chill with people I don't even really rate. I'd rather just chill with my boys. I don't care about the judgment of other people, innit?
Yeah.
On the weekends, I'd go chill with my... Because I didn't go to school. And really, it's like half an hour away from where I live.
Yeah.
And like when you come, I don't go them sides, innit? And most people from the school are from them sides. I was chilling more like my boys in West. Like, I mean, people that I actually liked.
Yeah.
So in school, it was like, as soon as I got to the Friday, I'm going to chill with my actual mates.
Yeah.
So on the weekends, I wouldn't really.
Yeah, you're blessed then.
But I still got a few mates from school and I do rate like three or four mates. But like, other than that, I don't chat.
Same to you, I've only got like one or two.
No.
I've got like two.
No one at all. What shoes did I wear? To be fair, I wore fucking smart shoes.
Oh no, from year seven. Well, year seven I had Wallabies.
Vans. I wore Vans.
Yeah, eight.
Black Vans.
Yeah, eight onwards I had kickers, but I think in year 10 I had like Converses or Vans as well.
Yeah, Converse or Vans, yeah.
Yeah.
Vans just get rocked.
Yeah, you used to have Converses and Vans. And then 11 kickers.
I remember on Facebook when I was like year eight, I put a picture up of a pair of Vans that I was wearing. And I coloured them in orange because I wanted to have orange Vans. And it was so blatant that I coloured them in. And that was like new shoes.
Yeah. That was a mess.
No, we're actually a mess. I don't want to talk about my child.
Yeah, he's looked like, he sounded like he's going through it.
I've got to go through, I've got to go counselling first. I'll come back to talk about it when I'm done. Let me get through the cycle of counselling.
Haven't I heard any, mate?
Yeah, legit.
What area did you go second school in?
Northwest, Wembley.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like, well, it was Kingsbury, innit? But yeah, Enns was like, it wasn't the school in the area, it was the people. It was the people.
In junior school, primary school, I got bullied, but never physically. For like a year. When I was in year three, there's a geezer in year six. And you know, you're young, so you believe stuff. Yeah. He never touched me, but he used to always just like, he lived around the corner from my yard as well, like four doors down.
Yeah.
Now that I deep it now, it's like, what a lonely prick. Like, he was obviously just sad himself. But
what's he doing to you?
He used to knock on my door and say, "Are you like, you coming out?" I'd be like, "Nah," and he'd like kind of force me to come out and like kick ball with him and that. And then like, he'd say, "If you don't come out, I swear down, I'm gonna kill your mum and that."
Nah, crazy.
Shit like that.
I used to go out.
Yeah, I used to go out. He's just freak.
He was.
He never done anything, but he'd say, "I'll punch your head in. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do that." I'm year three, bruv.
Wait,
no, so year three. What's bottom of you? No, year three, year four, year five, year six. Yeah. I was year three.
So
he was year six.
Did you used to go and kick ball with him?
And my boy used to get bullied by him as well. We're not bullied. It was more forced out.
So you
don't. Me, my boy, and him, and we didn't like him. We just talk about him all the time.
So you know, we're just kicking ball together.
Yeah, didn't even like him.
So when
he taught me the word,
I'm gonna punch off your mum.
He taught me the word.
Come outside. He was like, "Let's play football." Otherwise, I'm gonna punch out your mum.
He was like, "Let's play a football game." I was like, "Cool." Like one touch, one bounce. It's called CUNT. Yeah, playing it. Well, I come back to my mum. She's like, "What did you get up to today?" I said, "Oh, I was playing." She went mad at me. Didn't have a clue what it meant.
Yeah, it was either that or you would have got beat up.
or maybe I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking now, look at what a fucking year six, 11-year-old boy's gonna stab my mum.
On top of that, he just wanted Bredges to play with. That's all he wanted, but he just didn't know how to express himself.
Oh, now actually deep in that. I haven't even thought about this in so long. I remember I was in the shelter at my school, like in the playground. There was like a little shelter bit with like benches and that.
Yeah.
And I remember so clearly, every time I'd see him carting, I'd actually get so shook. Like so shook, thinking, I don't know why, when you're younger, you believe what they're gonna do. Yeah. Like, I was a kid, must be about seven. He's coming to me like, are you going to play football after school? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you better be out, because you didn't come out last time. And now that I'm deep in this, like, what a waste.
He had you on ropes.
He had me on ropes. Like, every time he went out, he kicked his thing. He say jump, I say how high.
Say, you have to go home, take your kit off.
And I remember I used to think, I don't want to go out. Please, I don't want to. I remember one time I cried to my mum, because I was like, I don't want a fucking thing. My mum was like, do you want me to go and his mum's house and slap her? I said, no, please don't, please, because he'll hurt you.
Yeah,
yeah. My man's 11.
That's no way.
Yeah.
He used to bully you to go outside. Yeah,
but he never touched me.
He liked you,
bro. He had a manipulative way.
He actually liked you.
You're year six, bro. And I remember when I got to year six and I was going to year seven, I knew he was in that school, the second school that I was going to, and I was shitting myself. I thought, I don't want to go.
How was it?
Nothing happened. He obviously grew up.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. He made friends by then.
Made bridges.
You still chat to him now?
No.
But you miss him though?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I wonder what he's doing.
A little bit.
See who's bullying now.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
So he don't live 4 doors
down. No, he's a scatty.
He's 33, knocking
the door. He's still at my old yard, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't live anymore, mate. Stop coming here.
Coming up.
Smoking through blends.
That's funny still.
No, I see him like a year ago in the high street though. I haven't seen him since school.
Yeah.
And he's like a proper skaghead.
Is it?
Like, looks like a tramp.
He's going in that direction.
Could have been my boy.
Could have been your brother.
That was your boy though. Because if you lot are playing football, got football
facts.
Memories.
Yeah.
He's looking at you now on YouTube, be like, yeah, Johnny.
That's my brother. You know, we used to keep it together. We always used to go out.
Listen, yeah. I got you, my boy. Anything you need, yeah.
Don't do that. Because he'll shout.
I don't remember his last name. No, I do. Bleep it, obviously.
He will shout you, know.
Without Ross, you know.
What? Bleep it. What? No, mum, I don't want to fucking see this. It's shouting me. Oh, I see you doing your thing.
Remember
back in the day, we used to kick ball in that.
Do you think bleeping his name? He knows the exact story.
No, but he's not going to watch it, is he?
No, you never know, bro.
No, just bleep it, though. Bleep it.
You'd be surprised.
Trust me, Big Ross has watched every episode.
Yeah, he's looking at you thinking, that's my guy. I need to find out.
I'm just waiting for the day that Johnny. Waiting for the day that my man shouts me out.
Recognizes what I've done for him.
He's going to clip it as well. Upload it.
I'm the reason you had friends.
He's going to say he made you.
Character building.
Yeah. You got like 10% of what you earn in it. Now I look at it, I wish he did hit me. So I could actually like, I've grown some bollocks and actually, because I used to come back in and the way my dad's very old fashioned. My dad used to think I was lying and I'd been hit. He's like, he's fucking hit you. He said, you come back in and you say he's been hit. He said, I'll hit you. So that if you don't say you've hit him back, I'll belt you.
Like,
so he was like, if someone hits you, hit him back. You come back here crying to me that someone's hit you, I'll hit you.
I'll hit you, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he used to say.
That's serious.
But he never did hit me. I've never been bullied or, I didn't even have a first fight till I was that fucking like, 18, 17.
Did you get beat up?
No, I've never been beat up.
No, be real. Beat up cut, no, like, Johnny, we're men now. Like,
no, I ain't.
So you've never, have you lost a fight?
Nah. No, I ain't.
I have.
I know you have.
I ain't.
Like, you don't even have to tell me. Like, from time you're telling me.
I've been banged in the face, but
Wembley,
like.
Wembley, Kingsbury and that.
But I would never say.
You're bound to lose.
Only one time is that I could happily say I've done the geezer. Like, I've won. Other than that, it's more like a scrap. No one really wins. It's just, you know what I mean?
And you hug each other at the end, innit?
Yeah. Kissing that.
I haven't beat up. Anyway.
Have you been beat up?
I wouldn't say beat up.
Exactly like me, like I've been punched in the face.
Like maybe secondary school times, and it's not even like, you know, them little scraps, secondary school, they're not even like fights like that.
That's what I'm saying, like
fight.
Scraps.
Yeah.
I've had one proper fight,
you're grabbing
and the rest
each other's bag and swinging each other.
Grabbing their top.
Yeah, stuff like that. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say, no, not on the Michael thing.
Yeah, let's
head
just
get booed off. Like, and hospital.
When did you get
booed? Lockdown.
Lockdown.
Yeah,
he's been hospital more times than Max Kadar.
Yeah, crazy. That's crazy. I've never been hospitalized from a fight, but no, I've lost a couple of fights still.
Yeah. What do you?
Why are you fighting, fam?
I'm not. I never. I've never. Bro, I can't even say I've ever started a fight. I've just been unlucky.
Wait, your last fight was in, during COVID?
Yeah, and I, and I got beat
recent,
up.
That's too recent, fam. That's a matting.
What, by one
that's
geezer?
That's a matting, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, two.
Oh, that's but not it, beat up then, that's jumped.
No, 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 but, it, but then I had, a, I, had someone else with, I had someone else with me as well.
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old
so it was 2-on-2.
Yeah, yeah,
it was 2-on-2
yeah,
and I lost.
2-on-2.
Yeah.
How, what would you consider losing, though?
This was in a bar outside. So you know when it was locked down and it was kind of opening back up, but then there was like social distance.
Yeah, that weird shit.
And they started opening the bar. It was during that time. And then I was with one of my boys and he mouthed off to someone else, but this was the wrong person to mouth off to. Bear in mind, I knew the guy was bigger. He wasn't bigger than me in terms of height, but he was definitely stronger than me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bigger and stronger than my friend. And then he said, cool. When, all right, cool. When the night's done, it's you lot outside, whatever not. I've tried to slip off, bro. I genuinely tried to slip off.
I'm thinking I'm going to get stabbed if I hear that.
Bro, I'm thinking, what's the point?
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I only lived about 5-10 minutes away from this bar, bro. I'm thinking I could walk home and I'll be all right. Nah, they was waiting for us outside, bro.
Imagine getting beaten up during social distance.
Yeah, they was waiting for us
outside.
You're
not meant to be near each other.
Bro, I got dragged up and down the place.
Weighing you in.
Genuinely.
What was he doing? Like banging your face in that?
Yeah, heavy.
Did he have a mask on?
No.
Would you like, ah?
Yeah.
No, you're violating.
No, it's just funny, isn't it? It's just like...
And it was, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't do a single thing. I tried to defuse the situation.
No, that's because your boy is an arsehole.
He's 6'5", the guy was 5'8".
No, he's about 6. But he was bit like, bro, he was... I took one look at him and I knew he would wait for me in. Do you know what I'm saying?
I had no,
I looked at him, there wasn't a doubt in my mind.
What was your boy on then? Just like a dog on
him. He was trying to fight, but my boy's like about fucking 5'7". He's a skinny youth, but he's got a mouth on him.
Small man syndrome.
But he fights though. He fights. Fights.
Yeah,
but seriously.
Ain't really fighting, bro, is it? It's not
worth it. How did it stop then? Like, what was going on?
Loads of people pulled us apart.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a loss then, though? Because I've had scraps and people pull me apart and I've been banging the face.
No, but he was on the ground.
By that time, I was on the ground, I was done.
How is it?
So where did you go after? Like, when he got up and finished the fight, did you stand up and be like...
Yeah, I got up and then I sat on the
pavement. Wiped your face and then... Oh, you sat down.
I sat on the pavement. So I got off the road and I sat on the side of the pavement. And I'm sitting there and obviously my... This is actually a viral.
Oh, this is sick. I love this.
My brother's now feeling sorry for me because he started it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's looking at me or like, whatever not. I'm like, kind of just got my head in my hands. I'm wearing myself. I'm like, am I good? And then there was a 24-hour shot behind us.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone that I didn't know came and got me a water.
That's when you know you'd lost.
Yeah.
You know when someone is
someone I didn't know came
you don't
and got
know
me
them.
Water.
Oh, here, take this. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah,
like, and there's a bottle of water.
He
was shaking
and then I'm just
and
sitting
that.
There drinking it. And I'm like, bro, my adrenaline's still going and that. But at the same time, I felt knackered. I was sitting there thinking, what did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Did you at least get one in?
Yeah, in the beginning.
That's right.
Apart from that, was it.
The boy started it was just there, just like.
No, he fucked me up.
He was calm. What about the boy who started it? Did he get done?
Not as bad as me. Because I tried, bro, from the beginning.
The boy was going, it wasn't me, it was him.
No, when we were just mouthing off to each other, I got in the middle of it to stop it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to fight, bro. You know me, I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
I don't even want to play fight, bro. Just leave me, don't touch me, yeah? I got it done the worst. I had it the worst, bro. And I'm sitting on the side of the pavement, it's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm busted with a bottle of water in my hand. Oh, it was just a horrible day, yeah.
Was you bleeding or not?
No.
I'll just bruise it.
I was mash up, yeah. proper mash up.
That's a mad thing, you know. I imagine it's during
proper
lockdown.
Up.
Yeah.
You get beat up during lockdown. You're not meant to be near each other.
Yeah, it was sad.
And you got an ambulance and you've told them.
And
what
that
happened.
Was the last fight I've had. I haven't even got to prove myself since then.
Yeah, you don't want to be fighting.
I'm just going to go and find a seven-year-old.
What?
Just
put him in the face.
For like the what? I showed him.
But on that note, I think we're going to end the podcast here. Thank you again, Fru, for coming
pleasure,
on.
Pleasure, man. It's been fun, man.
We are here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Make sure you stay tuned. Subscribe today. Also, hit the like button. Do all them lovely things. And yeah, goodbye.
Cool. Yep. It's a fire.
No, that was funny.